You know, y'all were talking about the prom and what the other day, right?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't get in, but the one thing that really, really upsets me more than anything is, see, I go to college and I have to work. Well, I work at IHOP, and those little kids come in, run our butts off, and then tip worth crap. We're lucky if we get, you know, a couple bucks off them. I'm like, so all them kids, they should know that it's a good idea to tip.
Do they usually get the funnel cake?
No, we don't have funnel cake. Oh, right now we have Stuffed French Toast Delight.
Stuffed French Toast Delight, huh? What's in there?
We have one with cherry vanilla, one with banana, and the other with... It's just regular with cream cheese.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure about the banana one, but the first and the third option sound pretty good.
Do you like banana?
I'm not a big banana guy at all.
It's see, I love the banana one.
Too male anatomy, like, I don't know.
Anyways, I think you should suggest those little kids tip a little bit more.
Okay, I'll do it right now. Hey, you people going to IHOP, tip more, especially the
kids,
those youth.
Include everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody thinks we make minimum wage and we don't.
You make minimum wage, right? Subminimum?
Oh, yeah. $2.13.
Do you get free pancakes or anything, though?
No, they don't give us nothing.
No
free
pancakes?
We have to pay for our food.
What's the point of working at IHOP if you can't get free pancakes?
I don't know. Because you get in good with a cook, and then you're all right.
Hey, does anybody ever sample some food off of a plate that someone leaves behind?
No, I don't think so, but we had this one lady that... She would take food off the plate before she took it out. And she was doing that one day, and her customer saw her.
She would, like, I'm taking this bacon strip or something, or?
Yeah, if she, like, had, I don't know, if she had something with popcorn chicken or something or another, she'd take it off and eat it. One time, she had pancakes that had strawberries on the bottom of them. Well, imagine this. She took her finger, wrung it around the bottom of the plate, put it in her mouth, and then took it out to her customer.
Does she still work there?
No, not anymore. The customer saw that one and wasn't too happy.
Yeah, I don't think I would be.
You'd be surprised what some servers do, though.
Aww. Well, that's good to know.
Never eating out again.
Yeah.
No.
Surely they don't do that stuff at Applebee's, Jerry.
I know they don't.
Sure they do. No, just don't piss off your server and you're fine.
Would you ever work at Applebee's?
No, I don't think I'd ever work at Applebee's.
See. Why not?
Well, because I have... Hop, there's such a turnover rate, you know?
Yeah.
Applebee's, like, I worked at a place like Applebee's, and they just sit there, and they want to drink, and IHOP, you give them their pancakes, they eat, and they leave.
Good point.
It's great.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to see them for very long.
What do you like serving the most? Pancakes, waffles, French toast?
Oh, I like serving anything with syrup.
Syrup? Just because of the smell of it, or?
No, I'm just joking. Darn it, you didn't pick up on that one.
I was hoping you'd play along with me a little bit longer. We were going fun and interesting places with syrup.
Come on, I went to the syrup. It's sweet and sticky. What else can you have?
I guess I got a little greedy.
Yeah, see? Come on. Did you want me to say something with I don't know, strawberries and whipped cream? Would that have been better?
Nah, I'm cool with syrup.
Throw some caramel on there, you're good to go.
I'm cool with syrup because it's sticky and you got to work longer to get it off.
There you go, and we have 5 flavors.
Hey, yeah, spend hours on that baby.
So it makes it even better.
Yeah.
They're putting an IHOP in Manhattan.
I'm very excited about this idea.
Yeah, the owners at the Salina one, they're the ones that are putting it up there.
Is it really the same owners?
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's about time they wised up and put one out here.
They've been trying. It's just they wouldn't let them in at first. So.
We have Bob's Diner we have to protect.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It'll put a lot of places out of business because, quite honestly, the people that manage it do a really good job.
And the Village Inn may be in trouble.
Ooh.
I hope not.
Village Inn is horrible.
How dare you?
You can't compare that to IHOP. There's no comparison.
Don't you dare compare Village Inn to IHOP.
You can't do it.